We are learning the Masechta Ksubos, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We learned the Mishnah. One of the Tanai Ksuba is that you will free your wife if she gets captured. And there's a Tanai for Eishes Yisrael, and there's a Tanai for Eishes Kohen. The Eishes Yisrael, you write in Tishta Boi, if you get captured, after Kinoch, I will redeem you, and I will return you to me as a wife. Well, the kahenes, by a kahenes, it's just kohen there. Once she's a shavuya, you cannot return it. You have to give her a get, because if the captor was ma'anis her, then she's also to him. So therefore, the lashon is of a kahenes. I'll bring you back to your country. I'll redeem you, and that's a tanai bezdin. So the difference between a tanai bezdin of a eishes Yisrael between a tanai bezdin of a eishes kohen. So tomorrow we'll expand on that a little bit. Amar Abaya, Amar kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol marries a almana, the halacha is you have to give a get, but there are certain dinim of ksuba. She gets a ksuba, she gets her mana, she gets the mana, because that is on the way out. But she does not get the tanai ksuba, mezainis, and refuah, and the reason is, like the Gemara Bama says, is because we don't want her to stay married. What about if she gets captured? Are you mechuyev to redeem her? So Abaye is mechadish, the mechayev leftoisa, even though you have to give her a get, but by every kohen and kohen gadol, when you redeem a shavuya, you anyway have to give her a get. So here, it's not worse than that. Therefore, there's a tanai ksuba to have to redeem her. Shani karabal v'kehenes adrinach lamin rosech. I'll return you to your medina. But mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael. If Yisrael marries a mamzeres v'nesina, there also you have to give the conclusion is typhus because the chayiv alavim. You have to give her a get, and you have to give the ksuba the money, but you're not chayiv to redeem her. Any chayiv daisa, why? She ain't any karabav asfinach leila into, because you can't have what the ksuba says, that I redeem you and return you as a wife. You can't stay married to her. So therefore, it's not part of the tanai ksuba. So we have here a difference between Eishes Kayin, which were in the case where it was the Issa of a Monokayin God, the Chayiv Alav. There, the halacha is that there's like a Chayiv Aseh, Chayiv Alav. There, the halacha is that you chayiv of daisa, because that's part of the tanai, just the adrenal medasek, not to return her as a wife. Vashaykins, by Eishes Yisrael, since the tanai ksuba is to return her as a wife, so it doesn't apply to Mamzeres Yisrael Yisrael. But Rabba argues on Abaye. Rabba Omar, kol she'isa shviya garim lo chayiv of daisa. It's only when the reason why she was usher to her husband now is because of the shviya, because of the being captured, that is when you're mechuyev to redeem her. But if it's a dava achar, kol she'isa shviya garim lo chayiv daisa. Issa dava achar garim lo ina chayiv daisa. But if it's a dava achar, that's gairim, that they can't stay married, then there is no chiyev to be paiter. That's Machlokes Rav and Abaye. And basically, what you look at the Tanai Ksuba, it says, to return you to the country. That applies even there. Or, that's only because if she came also as the Shavuot itself. So let me get Tanai. Maybe Machlokes Rav and Abaye is Machlokes Tanai. Hamadeh is Ishtad. Someone makes a neder that he's not going to have enough from his wife. And he has to give a get because of that. Vinishpis. And then she got captured before he had a chance to give a get. Rav Eliezer, I'm a poidim nice like Ksuba. You redeem her, then you give her a get, then give her a ksuba. You give her a ksuba in a party. They say, here's a get, here's a ksuba, but I'm not redeeming you. So Mechagas Rav Shua, you have to redeem. So I'm a Rabbi Nassim. Sha'ati Asimchis, because I'm Rabbi Shua. That Rabbi Shua said, that Noisla Ksubasav in a party, that you give her a ksuba, you don't have to redeem her. What's the case? Because Shadira Obsef Nishbis, was the case was that first you were mad to have anah, you made a nether not to have enough from her, and then she got captured, or she got captured, then you made the nether not to have enough from her. V'amali, he told me that lo shemata, I didn't hear. So here, Rav Nosson said, I asked Sumchis, and he said, I don't know. V'nirin dvarim, and he says, I think the answer is, shehadira l'b'seif nishpes. The case was, he made an edda first, and then she got captured. The amris nishpes l'b'seif hadira, if the halacha is that even nishpes l'b'seif hadira, and you made an edda afterwards, after she was captured. So that even then, you could just not be paid to her, give her a ksuba, also lo rume. What's going to happen is, once she's going to get captured, and instead of freeing her, you'll have an idea. You just make a neder for having enough from her, and you won't have to free her anymore. So we don't want people to do that. Therefore, the whole halacha, that by mader hana, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't have to free her, is only if the neder preceded the capture. So like upon him, we have a machalik, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. What's the halacha by a case where you can't have enough from your wife and you can't stay married to her, are you mechuyev to pay or not? So it sounds like it's machlokes Rav and Abaye. My love, Mada Eishes Kohen Kamifagi. So that means like this. It's possible not talking about Mada Eishes Yisrael. It's possible, Lekuli Al Moida, that you don't have to free her because it doesn't fit into the words. If I'm speaking into it, you can't return her as a wife. So what is the machlekes? And Abai hold the same thing. They hold, since every Tanai Ksuba of a Kayin anyway says, just I'm returning you to the country, not stay married, Zahir also, not worse than that. And that's Abai also. Rav, don't Rav Yeshua. Rav says no. Rav holds, like Rav Yeshua, that you don't have to be paida, because the ma'aseh here, there's a zayitah ge'isra over here. It's not an isra to stay married because of shivuya, it's isra al-sneder. So this is Rav holds a Rav Yeshua. So maybe, b'chagis Abai of a Rav, is b'chagis Hanoyim, Rav Yehazim, Rav Yeshua. Rav says, Lord, hogam ma'eskino, no, it's not the case. It's not dafka ba'ish, it's kayin, it's not the case. The case is like this. G'nshinodr ihi, she made the neder, v'kayim lohu, and he was v'kayim the neder. And now, because of that neder, there's no chiv anymore. Let's say talking about Eishes Yisrael, there's no chiv to do the pidyon anymore. Why? Because he can't return her as a wife. So Rabbi Eliezer saw about who knows on etzba ben shenada. It's his fault. He was mekayim the neder, and since he's mekayim the neder, it's his fault, and therefore we blame him, and he still has to be paid to her. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Even though technically there's no chiv pidyon here because he can't bring her back as a wife, but it's your fault. You're mekayim the neder, therefore you have to be redeemer. Rabbi Shua saw about he knows the etzba ben shenada. No, she is the one who did it. She made the neder. It's her fault. And therefore, you don't have to be part of the, you don't have to redeem her. That's the machlekes. So the machlekes has nothing to do with Rabbi and Rav. The machlekes is when she makes a neder and he's a kaimit, whose fault is it? Break the Gemara. If the pshat over here is that in Rabbi Yeshua, why you don't have to be part of the, you don't have to redeem her, is because it was her fault. It's her fault. Why are you giving her a ksuba? Vesu, another question. Rav Nosson, that Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't have to redeem her, but in the paida, you give her a ksuba, you don't have to redeem her, because you're dealing with space, or you're dealing with space. The child was, they made the neder first, and then she got captured, or the capture preceded the neder. And he said, I didn't hear. And he says, it must be that the case was, the neder was first. If she's the one who made the neder, and she's the one who did it to herself, Mali Adira B'Saif Nishpes, Mali Nishpes Adira, what's the difference? What happened first? No Chshash Erumei HaRama there, because she's the one who made the neder. If she's the one who made the neder, no Chshash HaRama. So therefore, how could we say that's the Machlokes? So Mar says, Eloi Lam the other Iu, he made the neder. And Abaye and Rava both kachtim, both mind the arm like yourself. It's a different Machlokes. But Abaye Mataras Tamei, Rava Mataras Tamei. Abaye Mataras Tamei, that really Amon HaKohen Gadol, Kuli Amalei Pligi D'Chayav of Daisa. Yechayav D'Poida, even though it's Amon HaKohen Gadol, even though that wife is also to him, he's Mechuyav D'Poida, because the Tanaik Suba says, I'll return you to the country, and that applies in this case also, you're not going to stay married, I'm returning you here. That's Pasha. That's Pasha also. You're not Mechuyav, because you can't say Vesu Yonle into. What's the Machlekes? So we'll see. So Ma'ada Eishes Koyin, Nami Kulam Lepligi the Chayav of Daisa. By Ma'ada Eishes Koyin also, according to Abaye, everyone agrees, he also Chayav left Daisa. Why? Because even though it's a neder, but every Eishes Koyin passes in the Tanak Suvah, do you know the Asech? So Ma'ada Eishes Koyin, Nami Kulam Lepligi the Chayav of Daisa, Dainal Amon Koyin Godol, the same thing like Amon Koyin Godol, Ma'ada is the same like Koyin Godol, and now I said it's Kuli Amma, keep Pligi, what's the Machlekes? When Ma'ada Eishes Shral, where Eishes Shral made a neder. So Rabbi Eliezer, so really technically the halacha should be like a case of an Azer Sinu Yisrael, where it's usher to stay married to her, so it's not a Sinu Lechel into. But it's machalik, it's like this. Rabbi Eliezer also wants to be a karo. Rabbi Eliezer goes, Basa the Shas of the Ksuba. He wrote the Ksuba, this Isha was royu to stay married to you even after becoming a Shvuya, and I made it tonight that I'm going to free her. Now, punk, there was a ned that happened after the marriage, so that won't stop this tonight Ksuba. Also, Basa the Shas of the Ksuba. Rabbi Shua also, Basa the Soif. Rabbi Shua goes, Boss at the end, and right now they can't stay married. That's how a bar learned machlekes. Rava similarly learned the same machlekes. Rava mataras tamei. I'm only going to go to Mezeres and Sinos. I'm going to pick a day in a chayav taisa. Why? Because by Mezeres and Sinos, it doesn't pass to say, but I spinach lele until I return you as my wife, because you now let me stay married to Mezeres and Sinos. And I'm going to go also there, it's a zaytik isir, so it doesn't pass to say adrenal mizrosech, because they didn't make that tnai. Ksuba by a monarch and godol. So all those cases, look, I'm not pligging the chayav taisa. Keep pligging my dear, ben ishish koyin, ben ishish shal. The machlekes is by madir ishes koyin or ishes. Even by ishes koyin, the same machlekes. How do you look at a madir? Or leza also must be kara. Leza look also must be kara. But we're going to get married. There was no ister of neder yet, so there's no ister. So there's a chiyuv to be paid. Rishua also was a saif. Rishua goes busted a saif at the end. Lamaisa there's a neder, and therefore you can't have her as a wife, and therefore there won't be a tnai ksuba. Zok the Gemara vayt. It said in the mission nishmas chayav of taisa. If she gets captured, you chiyuv to be paid to her to redeem her. Let's say while her husband was alive, she got captured. The husband did not have a chance to free her. And he died. So it depends. If the Baila knew about this capture, and he was ready to redeem her. Yarshim chayom taisa. Then the chiv is chal because he found out about it. So the yarshim chayom to be paida from the yerusha. Loike babaylam. If the husband never heard about it, ain't yarshim chayom taisa. The yarshim not chayav to redeem her because the chiv was never chal on the nechasim to paida. Levi shavalem levet over the chayav mestita. Levi wanted to do a maisa. He had a story like this and wanted to paskin like this brisa. That's Levi wanted to do. Amalei Rav, Hachim Machavivi. Rav said, "This is my uncle said. My uncle Rav Chia said about this. Hachim Amalei Rav Chia. Let's talk about Gomasi. Don't pass it like that brisa. Elikha, like this following brisa. Tanya, that you never have to be paid. Elikha, the hod Tanya. Nishvist la'acha misas bayla. In Yisrael mechayev toisa. If she gets captured after misas bayla, it's pashut Yisrael mechayev to paid her. Bloy oy, I thought misas mechayev bayla. Even if she got captured in the lifetime of the husband, la'acha misas bayla. In Yisrael mechayev toisa. Yisrael mechayev to paid her. She ain't any kareba va'isvinech le'intu. Yidarshin the words of the Tanaik Zuba va'isvinech le'intu. And here you can't. He's dead, so you can't return her as a wife, and therefore there is no din to be paid there, no din on the assignment to be paid there, the isha. Tanu Rabbanu, went to the Braisa, Nishvis. She got captured. They wanted 10 times her value. Rashi on base learns the value means how much she sold as a shifcha. They wanted 10 times that value. So halacha is, you have to redeem her anyway. It was 10 times the value. After that, there is no chiv to be paid there. That's the halacha. And Taisa Medayik from Rashi, even for her value. And Bechanana learns that, not like that, that Ratzah ain't a pay the male, but for a value, you do have to pay it even a second time. So Rashi learns there's no two times, only the first time is taken the kind of pidyon, not twice. Rab, the Bechanana says, if it's a kadeh the male, the second time, you do have to do it. Rashi can be the whole thing. Rashi can be the You never redeem a shvuyah, even the first time, for more than her value, because you're causing people to then want to capture more shvuyim. So you never get more than the value. Right, the Gemara kasha, how big day the mayim is mashma, but her value, you do have to pay the. I forgot the brukhano yisak subasa, even though the price of redeeming is more than her ksuba. And veraminu asher kasha, because you find that shimuya holds that you don't have to pay the more than the value of her ksuba. Nishpes vayivakshim et arasara b'ksubasa. Tanakama holds that even if the price of redeeming her is 10 times the ksuba, you have to pay her. After that, not. Shemuel says that depends. If the b'kana is a value of the ksuba, then you pay them. Not pay them. What's the reason? Rashi says that it can't be more than the ksuba. Rashi says, "Yosef ksuba loyd lo yeh tafel chamim in the ikker." Tanaik ksuba yesak ksuba. Tanaik ksuba, which is the chiyuv to redeem, can't be more chamer than the ksuba itself. Balkapana, what do you see? That you're not paid more than the value of the ksuba. It's mashma in the first price that b'kadei the mayim you will be paid if it's her value paid even if it's more than the ksuba. So Mara says no. Rosh Hashanah tarti kulius. It has both kulus. It has to be less than the ksuba, and it can't be more. It can't be more than the ksuba, and it can't be more than the mel. Which either one is no good. You don't have to do more than that. You only have to do up to the value of her, how much she's worth, and how much the value of the ksuba is. So either or, that both kulus you have according to Rosh Hashanah Ben Gamliel.